Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
It is NFL draft day. Happy draft day to all of you out there. I hope your teams pick players that are good, but not good enough to beat the 49ers. So how about that? This is the Wes and Walker Show, Sports Radio 97.
But why?
WFNZ. Keep the text coming on the text line, 704-570-9610. Hey, hit that social media follow button to get all the behind-the-scenes stuff, the reels, the strong takes, everything that you want to see on WFNZ on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, at WesBryan_72, at WalkerMail, at HTB_Josh, and most importantly, at Wes and Walker on Twitter. Let's get to it. Lots to talk about. It is time for the Campus Corner. All right, folks, Greensboro, North Carolina has been home to many top football recruits over the years, the decades, whatever you want to say, but they will have a number one player coming out of Greensboro in the 2026 class. Say hello to Brandon. Oh, my goodness.
Hey, Brandon.
Faison Brandon out of Greensboro. Big time recruit, and he is going to be the nation's number one prospect in the 2026 class. And this guy has gotten it out of the mud. He was previously ranked number 74 in the class, 15 years old, one of the youngest prospects to come through a recruiting cycle. He's going to be younger than a lot of the players in his class. He came to high school at 6'2". Now he's about 6'4" and 200 pounds. His first offer was East Carolina, and now since then, everyone else has followed. You name it, the top schools in the country have offered the young man. Like many kids that grew up around these parts, he grew up a UNC fan, watched a lot of Cam Newton and the Panthers. Now he says his favorite NFL quarterback is Patrick Mahomes. This kid is a great student. He threw for 3,000 yards, 36 touchdowns, and only 3 interceptions last season. And he says he wants to cut down on the interceptions as one of his goals for next season and to get to 4,000 yards passing. So congratulations to this young man. And hopefully, you know, he winds up in Winston-Salem if I can hit the lottery and drop a bag on him.
The NIL deal, are you going to steal from Fitty's R.J. Davis NIL fund?
Yeah, matter of fact, I think I might ask, can I get Fitty's salary and just start that off as a down payment to him.
Talks about them fat stats.
Yeah,
that's what he talks about.
Yeah.
I have a question. I don't know if it's crazy, but you can tell me I'm crazy if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
Totally fine. Won't be the first time. Drake May, Chris Leak, Will Greer, Faison Brandon. The last 20 years, do we
have forget Jaden Davis?
Jaden
at Michigan.
Well, that yes. Okay, there you go. Do we have a little bit of a QB history in the state of North Carolina?
Oh, no doubt about it.
I wonder how it would look compared to other states, because California, Florida, Texas, recruiting hotbeds. Georgia certainly has become one. Maybe it's always been one, but it feels a little more prevalent lately. All the prospects that are coming there. Feels like North Carolina does have some really top-notch QBs, though, with Chris Leak going to Florida, Will Greer being highly sought after, and Drake May about to be a top 3 pick. Seems like we got
And him. Also got to give it up to Sam Howell as well, out of Sun Valley High School, too. Can't forget about him. Yeah, man, we definitely produced our share of prospects in the Tar Heel State, and I include myself in that because I rep NC at all times, Charlotte and surrounding areas beyond. So, yeah, man, this kid is the latest in the line of quarterbacks from around the area.
Now, you can't get mad at Faison Brandon if he doesn't go to Wake out of high school, because you didn't even go to Wake out of high school.
I didn't. That's right.
You didn't even choose your own program.
You're right. This is true. So maybe,
but eventually you came to your senses.
Maybe, you know, just to connect the dots, I'll just have to wait, win the lottery, and then wherever he goes, go get him and bring him back.
Makes sense.
All right. So talking about Drake May, though, Walker Mail, his selection tonight in the NFL draft looks to be top 5 outside of any surprises. What do we feel like that he his selection will do for the UNC program, because we know that they've had their share of selections. We know that Trubisky was also a top five pick too, but now Drake May comes in. What does this do for the UNC program, especially in this era NIL transfer pool?
You know, it is an interesting question, because I think the Trubisky failing so badly in the NFL probably didn't do North Carolina any favors, because you start to develop this reputation. North Carolina didn't have enough QBs to develop this with only Trubisky there. But we always would go to Ohio State. Do you want to draft a Buckeye as your quarterback? Because they just don't typically work out at the next level passing the football. So I was hoping that they could avoid this with North Carolina, and we'll see what Drake May does once he does get to the NFL. But Sam Howell, Mitch Trubisky, now even here with Drake May going top three at the very worst top five, it has to do something. It certainly isn't hurting this Carolina program. And so if it helps you get in the door for some of these other top QB recruits, hey, we have been able to put QBs in the NFL in a way we literally were never able to do beforehand. I mean, I'm sure, Fitty, you would know better than I do, but wasn't it basically T.J. Yates who was the first North Carolina quarterback to start an NFL game?
And won playoff games.
Well,
so.
I know we won playoff games, but I think it was T.J. Yates, which was like, you know, a little over a decade ago that he was there.
Yeah, so you're not wrong. I mean, if Drake May hits, it only helps them to recruit that position, because everyone, I think, could have seen Trubisky being a flop. He had 13 college starts. And kind of like Drake and Sam, like, you look back at the back half of that season, he was nowhere near as good as he was the first half of the season. The book's not written on Sam Howell. I think he can still be a really good quarterback in this league. I like where he is in Seattle. But if Drake May, say if he lands in Minnesota and he's in that environment and he becomes a guy, it makes it easier for you to go in these rooms and say, we can develop NFL talent at that quarterback position. And if you're getting that in your program, puts you in a better position to win on Saturdays.
Yeah, I think too, man, obviously that pedigree is going to help for them as far as recruits, knowing that they can go to North Carolina and reach the height of height. You know, do you want to make it to the college football playoff and things of that nature? That may be another question. But as far as getting drafted highly, maybe a kid like Faison Brandon is looking at this, growing up a UNC fan, and saying, hey, I see what they did with those guys. I can go there and do the same thing, too. So I think Drake May and that visibility that he's going to bring tonight to that program can only help them at the most important position in the sport. So also moving on from that, aside from Drake May, though, because I think he's going to do fairly well in the NFL, and I know you guys think that he's going to be a star as well. But outside of Drake May, who is a guy, local prospect, where they can be the hometown guy or from this state or from a college in this state, will be the biggest star of this draft, not named Drake May? I'll kick this thing off. I will go with Peyton Wilson out of NC State from Hillsboro, North Carolina. Okay, you want to talk about high school stuff? He was a high school state champion wrestler, but his 40-yard dash, the way he ripped it down at the combine, and frankly, the way he ripped it down at NC State, went through his injury issues, but really bounced back to have a Butt Kiss Award winning season. 138 tackles, 17 and a half a loss, 6 sacks, 3 interceptions. This guy's a big play waiting to happen. He's got an intensity about him from the first time he ever came in our room at the ACC Digital Network. I love everything that he brings to the table. And if Peyton Wilson fails, it would be because of injuries, because I think this guy has a passion for the game. He plays with an intensity, to me, that has star written all over.
Yeah, if we're going hometown, I think Cedric Gray has a chance to be a good linebacker in the NFL. And if he's going to be somebody that is drafted where you're probably seeing a lot of linebackers go off of the board, once you get to that third round, fourth round scenario, that's when those guys are starting to fall off these days or fall off draft boards. Maybe Cedric Gray is one that hits amidst a bunch of other players selected in that area. If we're just going college, not having to have played high school in the local area, mm-hmm. I really am excited about what Graham Barton can do. I don't think he's going to fail. I think you see him have a long NFL career, being so athletic, having that versatility playing center, but also being very good at offensive tackle. Excited to see what Barton can do, but if we're doing hyper-local, Cedric Gray would be my answer.
Fitty, do you have a nominee for who you think could be one of those guys?
Sam Hartman.
funny, funny guy.
No, it would be the guy I've talked a lot about maybe being a selection maybe at 39, but feel better about 65. It's Peyton Wilson, because I do think he could be a game changer at linebacker in this defense, and really be the future of the middle of the defense moving forward, because we know Shaq Thompson's tenure as a Panther, by the fact his contract gets restructured literally every offseason, at some point he's not going to be playing linebacker for the Panthers. They'll need to fill that void at some point. So, you know, Peyton Wilson would be a guy that I'd like to see what the NFL future holds for him.
All right, a guy that is a draft sleeper that I think could be a guy that steps into the league and blows up like Nitro, where the Biggie Smalls. I'm going to go right to the Wake Forest Demon Deacons right here out of Charlotte, North Carolina, Weddington High School, Malik Mustafa. He's gotten some Bob Sanders comparisons at that 5'10", 209-pound size. He runs sub 4'4", had a 41.5-inch vertical jump, and for his career, Wake Forest, he broke up 10 passes and had 15 for loss. According to PFF, he had 21 run stops, which was ranked 15th for all safeties. But this is a guy that will run up and smack you. And don't let the size fool you out there, 5'10", because I've seen him hit some big boys like Trey Benson from FSU and make them go backwards, man. Mm. So he packs a punch when he comes to hit you, and he's definitely one of those guys that can find his way towards the football when it is in the sky as well. So Malik Mustafa's definitely a name to look for that's right out of the Queen City.
Probably would be better served going Cedric Gray here with the guy that's a little bit of a sleeper who is going to then have such a big impact at the next level. But that's somebody I would roll with. A lot of people like Mustafa, man. I saw Lewis Riddick tweeting about him.
He's a baller,
playing,
man.
Downhill, not afraid to hit at all in the backfield. And this is what Wake Forest is starting to do a little bit as well with the defensive backs. We've seen them start to develop a reputation, especially with Jesse Bates coming in and having that success. If Mustafa can do that, now you're starting to see a trend with some of the safeties that Dave Clawson is able to get to the next level.
Fitty, do you have a favorite underdog from one of the schools or that is from here?
Yeah, I'd probably focus in on Cedric Gay. I think that's a guy that could be a difference maker, because he was a really, really good linebacker on a bad defense with no defensive linemen. I'd love to see what he could do in a situation where you have adequate talent up front and puts him in a position to make more plays, you know, at or behind the line of scrimmage.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.